I love these guys.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Secondhand Lions podcast. I'm here with my good friend, John Drennan. We've been Lions fans since the 60s. And John, maybe you in the 50s, but it's we've been through all the rough times, and it's lately we've been doing much better. Last year we were 9-8, and we were very disappointed. And we were talking one time that 9-8, we would have killed for 9-8 5 years ago. But we're hopeful that we can recover this year and get back into the playoffs and win the division. And I was interested in a couple of reports came out about two of our best offensive players. First one is Jahmyr Gibbs was rated the second best running back in the league behind Bijan Robinson. And I don't agree. I think Jahmyr is the best running back in the league, but he's very highly thought of. And then the one that really kind of frosted my flakes is the one that said Jared Goff was the second or third best quarterback in our division. And they had Caleb Williams first. I think maybe they had Goff second, but really close with Love. And I just think that that's absurd. Caleb Williams may turn out to be good, but I don't think he's good yet. He's exciting. He's made some terrific plays at the end of games to win them. But if he would have played well the whole game, they wouldn't have been in that position. So, you and I have talked extensively about the Lions don't seem to get respect, although I think that's starting to change. Some people are picking them to win the NFC. Others are picking them to finish third or fourth in the division, so they're all over the map. So what do you think of those ratings, John, of those two players?
Bill, I think these will be ongoing conversations at least this year. But, hey, before I get to that, for those that are newer to the Lions but long-suffering, they were a big deal in the 50s. Won the NFL championship in 57 and – yeah, I remember those teams, even though I was a very young elementary school student. But back to your question, Bill. So I think the comparison to Robinson and Gibbs is, you know, like comparing who are the best two pitchers in baseball? Who are the best two players in the NBA? Who are your two favorite children? You know, it's just very opinion-based. So I'm going to call it a tie. I mean, I think Gibbs will put up better numbers overall between rushing and pass catching. But, you know, it has to do with who are your other weapons.
Right.
What's your offensive line? What's your running game? How's your defense? You know, there's so many factors. So they're both.
Gibbs is on a better team.
Right. And they can distribute the ball to more people. So, and then the other comment, you know, to me, I'll say it again, I flat out believed Goff's the best quarterback in the NFC North for sure. I think probably Love and Williams are a close second. Williams grew last year, and Love, to me, hasn't totally proven himself, even though he's probably overall better. But Williams does have that excitement factor, and he's an amazing athlete, so I think those guys will end up being pretty even.
What about Kyler Murray?
Well, I was going to say, we don't know yet about Murray. I mean, he's very athletic. He has shown some things. It's going to be interesting, Bill, with him on a good team with weapons and a good defense. So time will tell. My guess is he will beat out JJ and be the starter this year.
Yeah, that would be my guess as well, which is too bad because I really like JJ McCarthy. But he's sort of been star-crossed since he got there, injured his first year, just got back to recovering from that last year. He won his last four or five games of the season, so it was a little surprising that they punted so early on him and went and got Murray.
Well, we know he's a winner, great attitude, great work ethic, smart player, but injuries can derail careers, that's for sure.
He did not like it when they got Murray.
Well, That's too bad. He's got to beat him out. So that may be the best thing that ever happened to him.
It might. I mean, it's not like Rodgers being upset that they got Love, back when he was hoping they would get some more help at wide receiver. But anyway, it'll be interesting. If
Hey, Bill,
everybody stays healthy all throughout the division, I think the Lions will win easy.
Well, that brings me to the thought about this question came up in some things I was looking at. Is this year's roster Brad Holmes' most complete roster so far? Not best roster, but most complete.
Well, what's the
And
difference?
to me, there is a difference. Complete says you have less holes and more depth. Best says the lineup you're putting out there on the field today's the better lineup.
I don't know that no holes and the best backup sounds like the best to me.
Okay,
We
well, whatever. But I did want to use the word complete because I think for a lot of people that's a different word than best.
enough.
Anyhow, but to sort of start to dive into that, maybe we'll do more on that next week because we're starting to lean into the upcoming camp. But Bill, I went back and looked at the 2021 roster. So that would have been after Brad Holmes' first draft. Here are the players that were on the 21 team, meaning the 2021 draft year and the season that started 2021. Here are the players that are still on the Lions. Goff, we had gotten him through the Stafford trade with LA. Tom Kennedy, who's like the poster boy. Fox, their punter. St. Brown, who was a rookie. Brock Wright, who I believe was a second-year player at that point with the Lions. Shane Zylstra, same thing. And I think he's still on the 90-man roster right now, so we'll count him. Derek Barnes, who was a second-year player. And then Aleem McNeil, who was a rookie. And Levi Onwuzurike, who was a rookie. So the rookies were St. Brown, or no, Barnes was a rookie. So St. Brown, Barnes, McNeil, and Onwuzurike, all rookies. Then I went back one more year, 2020 roster. That's the year before Holmes and Campbell showed up. One player is still on the Lions. Do you know who he is?
I do not.
Well, it's one of the ones I just said, and it wasn't a rookie. So was it Kennedy, Fox, Wright, or Zylstra?
I'll say Fox.
Right on. I knew you'd get it. Our punter, one of the best in the game. He was the only player on that team. Like you said earlier, 5 years ago, we'd have been celebrating if we were 9-8. 5 years later, we got one player left and we're pissed off. So, how things change.
Yeah, I'm sure Fox had a lot of practice that year punting.
That's right. Good point. In my business experience, we used to talk about in 5 years, you can completely change your life, change your business, create a business. Well, here's another example, a complete flip. So, I found that interesting. Well, hey, Bill, here's another one. Let's look at last year's draft when they took Tyleik Williams in the first round from Ohio State, defensive line. Then they took Tate Ratledge, guard from Georgia. Both those guys started all year. Tyleik, most of the year, started much of the year. Their third pick was Isaac Tesla. Of course, we all know six touchdowns and 16 receptions. Exciting year in limited usage. Their fourth pick was Miles Frazier, who was hurt much of the year, but showed some stuff as an offensive tackle and or guard. Their fifth pick in the sixth round, Ahmed Hassanein, who created a lot of excitement in the preseason, but then got hurt and was hurt all year. Then their sixth pick, also in the sixth round, Dan Jackson, safety from Georgia, ended up being hurt virtually all year. Then their last pick in the seventh round, Dominic Lovett. I think he was also Georgia. Maybe not. He did some things, but had a lot of injuries too. So here's why I bring this up, Bill. Who's going to make the big, what they call the second year jump? Because it's a bitch being a rookie in the NFL. But a lot of players in that second year really start to show why they were drafted. Who do you think of that group is going to make, the biggest jump or jumps?
Well, there's two guys that come to mind. One is Tesla, because I just think they'll use it more. 16 receptions is very underused. He could easily double, maybe even triple that this year. They didn't target him enough, I don't think. And when they used him, they were successful with it. So I think he's got a good chance. But I would also say Ratledge has a good chance to vastly improve his second year.
Well, I love those two. I mean, I totally agree. And Ratledge, for a rookie playing next to a center that was not a good center, he did pretty well. He's got the potential to make a substantial jump now with Cade Mays on his left side at center, who's new to Lions, but will definitely be an upgrade. And then he no longer has Penei Sewell on his right side, but he does have either Miller, Blake Miller, their first round pick, or Larry Borum, who's a proven NFL tackle. So I
And
agree with you.
you say we're not going to have Sewell on his right side. Is that because Sewell is moving to left tackle?
Yes. And that should help our left guard. And there's a position battle there, whether it's Christian Mahogany, who'll be in his third year, or does somebody else take that spot, whether it's Miles Frazier or Juice Scruggs? They got him in the deal of trading Montgomery to the Texans. And a lot of people think Juice might be our starting left guard this year. But Bill, it's not lost on me, these other guys. Tyleek Williams came in with a reputation of a good run stuffer, not so much of a good pass rusher. And maybe came in a little too heavy. I think maybe he's lost weight, got more muscle, probably quicker. And, again, he was a rookie. I think he'll have another, I think we could see a real jump there. And Miles Frazier, if he stays healthy, I think could end up being a starting left guard, and we might see a real jump there. And Ahmed Hassanein, if anyone listened to our first four or five podcasts when we started out last year, I was singing his praises all along as a fan favorite, and he created some excitement in the preseason, but then was hurt the entire season. So I think we could see something there.
Another guy that comes to mind that we didn't have listed is Rakia Sin. He because of the Terry Arnold situation, he's likely to see a lot of playing time. He'll get a real shot at being the starting cornerback, and I really liked him from the beginning. I liked his special teams play, and I liked how hard he hit. Which is not the norm for a cornerback necessarily. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he does. And I'm also looking forward to seeing how Blake Miller does, our first round draft pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, listeners, Rock Ya-Sin is not a second year player, but he's second year with the Lions. He was brought in last year in free agency. And then Blake Miller, I'm sold on that pick. He's going to be a rookie, but He is a rookie, but I think again he comes in having played every single game for 4 years at Clemson. So even though he's never played an NFL game, he's been in on a lot of snaps against very good competition on the defensive lines he played against.
I think he only missed one practice, too.
Yeah, in 4 years.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's played football at any level above middle school, that's remarkable to think about.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Well, next week, I do want to get into the question of is this Brad Holmes' most complete roster? But today it was fun to kind of look back at what the rosters were 5 and 6 years ago, and what a transformation.
Well, John, the other thing that's exciting about next week is it's our 52nd podcast.
Yeah, folks, do the math. And by the way, we haven't missed a week. So,
Awesome. Awesome. We only have 3 years to go to be equal to Blake Miller.
yeah, and I think you missed one practice.
I did. Yeah, I did.
That's a great perspective. Yeah, folks, so next week we end our first year and eager to turn the page as we go into year two in 2 weeks. So, well, Bill, you got anything else to wrap up today?
No, I don't. I'm just thinking that getting antsy for the training camp to start, for us to see some real live football games that matter, and hoping for a great year for the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the excitement's building. So, folks, we'll be back next week for week number 52, 52 consecutive in a row to end our first year. And we are the Secondhand Lions. You can go to our website at SHL Podcast. I'm sorry, let me start over. The SHL Podcast.com. If you go there, you'll see our pictures and hear a little bit about what we're doing here and have access to all 51 of our podcasts. So great being with you, Bill.
All right, see you next week.
Yep, bye for now.